Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pruitt moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball four. Pruitt moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to third. Nordhagen moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball four. Johnson scores. Nordhagen moves to third. Torres moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nordhagen scores. Torres moves to third. Pryor moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Torres scores. Pryor moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing third base. Toby Hara now playing shortstop. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson is walked intentionally. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to third. Colburn moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Pryor scores. Colburn scores. Bell moves to third. It's 12-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-0, White Sox. Mike Squires pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing left field. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Squires settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-2, White Sox. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Squires. Hera reaches second base with a double. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dell Alston now playing right field. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. Torres moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Colburn hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Colburn for a passed ball. Kuiper moves to third. Rosello moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 3 in the game. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Kuiper scores. Rosello moves to third. Two outs. It's 15-3, White Sox. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Squires settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alston. Washington reaches second base with a double. Bannister moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Spillner now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hera strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosello hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got 4 RBIs. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alston. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Torres hits a pop-up towards short. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to third. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Schuler now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-4 in the game. Pruitt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Squires settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Victor Cruz now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields the ball and throws to Cruz covering. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Washington moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Bannister scores. Two outs. It's 16-3, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Nordhagen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hara is hit by the pitch. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Hara steals second. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Cliff Johnson. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Hara moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Hara scores. Kuiper moves to second. 2 outs. It's 16-4, White Sox. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 16, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.